Audible Inc. presents I'm Chocolate, You're Vanilla, Raising Healthy Black and Biracial Children in a Race-Conscious World, a guide for parents and teachers. Written by Marguerite A. Wright. Narrated by Jasmine Kaur. Introduction. I could sense the anger rising in Mrs. Lee as she spoke. A dark-skinned foster mother, she had been caring for Malcolm, a light-skinned preschooler, for nearly 6 months. "Do you know, that child has the nerve to keep telling me that he's white," Mrs. Lee said. "Who does he think he is? I keep saying, 'No, Malcolm, you're black.' He looks at himself and shakes his head and says, 'Uh-uh, I'm white.' He thinks he's better than the rest of us black folks," she continued. "I don't know what to do with him. Because I am a psychologist who counsels children and families, I've heard this kind of story about black children many times from adults of all races. It has become the common wisdom that even the youngest black children loathe their race and would prefer to be white. The media regularly report that black children suffer from low self-esteem springing from negative feelings about their skin color. Many black adults believe that by the time their children are learning to talk and read, they are already ashamed of their race and therefore themselves. But is this really the case? My own research and life experience tell me that it's not. In fact, I'm certain that low self-esteem is less of reality than a firmly held but mistaken assumption with which many adults approach black children. Children like themselves the way they are. It's adults who can't see the facts of the matter. I know it seems to you that Malcolm thinks he's white and better than you, I said to Miss Lee, but children sometimes don't look at things the same way we adults do. What do you mean? She replied, eyeing me suspiciously. Children perceive skin color very differently from the way we adults do. When Malcolm says he or someone else is white, it doesn't mean the same thing as when you and I and other adults say it. This isn't about him thinking he is better or worse than you. It's about the fact that as a little boy, he just sees skin color differently than the way we do. I had held several counseling sessions with Mrs. Lee by this time and given her some other parenting advice that she seemed to find helpful. I was gradually gaining her trust, and so I hoped that she would believe me now. Over the next few counseling sessions, I talked more with her about the developmental stages through which children pass and how they gradually learn about skin color and race. What I told her made all the difference. Indeed, one of my most gratifying therapeutic experiences was watching the relationship between Mrs. Lee and Malcolm gradually improve as she came to understand that because of the developmental stage he was in, his perceptions of skin color did not carry the adult biases she attributed to him. Part of my motivation for writing I'm Chocolate, You're Vanilla is to show that most young black children are not ashamed of their race. Indeed, like young children of other races, they are incapable of feeling shame about their color or race unless they have been unduly sensitized about the issue or somehow traumatized. As a black clinical psychologist and mother of 4 school-aged children, I am bothered that black children are routinely portrayed as disliking themselves and facing bleak futures simply because of their race. In my research and practice, I've observed just the contrary. Young black children are no different from youngsters of any other race. For almost 2 decades, I've been a practicing psychologist, specializing in children and family issues. I've counseled hundreds of children of various races in mental health centers, clinics, and schools on both coasts. What has struck me time and time again is how emotionally, cognitively, and socially similar children of different races are in their early years. In spite of the bigotry and racism that black children will experience as they mature, as youngsters they have that spark, that vibrancy, that I can conquer the world attitude that most children seem to be endowed with. Being black in
Sample complete. Ready to continue?